Today's daf is Makis Daf Chof Aleph. We will begin about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Amid Beis. Again, the Mishnah had discussed four lavin: the Isser Karcha, the Isser Hakofas Harosh, also known as Payas, the Isser Hashchas Zokin, also known as shaving your beard with a razor, and the Isser of Asoyret Srita Achas Alameh. Zok de Gemara, Tan Rabbanon. It says the Isser Srita in the Torah twice. It says Viseret Lenefesh Loisitnu Bivsarchem Uchsoives Kaka Loisitnu Bochem Ani Hashem. It also says Ubivsarum Loisritu Sarathes. That's in Parshas Emor, the specific lavin that's talking to the Kohen. So really, the Isser Srit is mentioned in the Torah twice. We're going to see in a moment that the Torah also says in Parshas Re'eh Loisiskoidudu, which according to Rabbi Yossi, Al Kolponim means Srita as well. So Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Pasuk, V'seret le'nefesh le'sitnu b'tzarchem. Yochel, I would have thought, afilu sarat al beisoy shenofal, val svidnosoy shetov bayam. I would have thought that if somebody would cut his skin and cause himself to bleed because he lost his house, he lost his boat, meaning he lost money, something that's causing him tzar took place, but it wasn't because someone that died, I would have thought he's chayiv. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, V'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu b'psarachem, ene chayiv ela ala meisbo vanya. Only chayiv if you do it because a meisla. Minayin l'misaret chomet shvitas al meisach hachashu chayiv. How do you know that if somebody would do five shvitas for one meis, you'd be chayv al kolachas v'achas? The Mishnah said it regarding the Isser Karcha. How do you know it's true regarding the Isser Srita as well? Talmud Lema, viseret. It didn't have to say the word viseret. It could have just said le yisritu. Why does the Pasuk say viseret le chayv al kol srita v'srita? Yesi says, minay le masaret tzrita achas al hei mesim shu chayv al kolachas v'achas. Yesi says, how do you know that if somebody is masaret one srita for five mesim, that you're going to be chayv five, you'll be chayv al kolachas v'achas, meaning for each mes? Just like we had regarding karcha, yichayev for one karcha on five mason. Says Rabbi Yosi, how do I know the same thing is going to be true regarding srita? Talmud loymar lo nefesh lechayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh. So again, the pasuk says v'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarcha. This is in Parashas Kedoshim, one of the two places in the Torah where it says the issa srita. V'seret lo nefesh lo sitnu b'vsarcha. V'seret is l'rabis al kol srita v'srita lo nefesh. Is l'chayiv al kol nefesh v'nefesh. But Frekta Gemara, how could you tell me that I used the word l'nefesh to tell me that if somebody did one srita for five nefashes, l'chayiv al kol nefesh v'nefesh, v'ho afikte l'beisei shenofal u'lisvinosei shetov v'yam. Didn't I already use the word l'nefesh to tell me that you only chayiv if it's l'nefesh? You only chayiv if it's because somebody died, but if it's al beisoy shenofal or al svinosay shetov b'yam, you're not going to be chayv. So how could you learn two things from the same word? Zok to Gemara, Kesav Rabbi Yosi, srita v'gedida achasi. Rabbi Yosi holds that srita and gedida are the same thing. And being that it says in the pasuk already, so I know already that the Isser Srita is only Lameis. Because it says, loisiskoidedu Lameis. So I know the Isser Srita, which is the same as the Isser Gedida, is Lameis. So the word Lenefesh in the Pasuk, Viseret Lenefesh, I don't need to tell me you're only Chayev al Lameis. Must be, it's coming to tell me Yechayev, I'll call Nefesh, the Nefesh. Zok to Gemara, Ksiv Hasam Lameis, right? Over there by Leis, it's going to do what it says. It's Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, I'm sorry, but Kli, Chayev. If somebody does Srita with a Kli, he's going to be Chayev. Now Rashi says that Shmuel was coming to be Mechadish, that if someone cuts his skin and causes himself to bleed over a mace using a Keli, he's going to be Chayev twice. He's going to be Chayev Leis, it's going to do, that's Pashit. But he's also going to be Chayev for the Isser of Viseret Lenefesh. So you chayiv not once, that's Pashit, that's not what Shmuel's Chiddush was. Shmuel said, I'm a sarit b'kli chayiv to tell me that you're going to be chayiv. To frate, Gemar Meisvei, Srita v'gedida achasi, elosh srita b'yad, v'gedida b'kli. Srita v'gedida are really the same thing, but they're not the same. You're over the Isser Srita when you do it with your hand, and you're over the Isser Gedida when you do it with a Kli. But the bottom line is, how could then Shmuel say a Masarit B'Kli is going to be Chayiv twice, both for the Isser Gedida and for the Isser Srita? I know they're very similar. Conceptually, it's almost the same thing, but at the end of the day, you're always going to be chayiv once. If you do it with your hand, you'll be chayiv this hasrita. If you do it with a keli, you'll be over this a gedida. How could Shmuel say that if you do it with a keli, you'll be chayiv saifa gedida and saifa srita? So the Gemara says, Hudama Rabbi Yossi, he was like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi just said, srita v'gedida achasi mavlish. It's literally the same thing. If it's literally the same thing, then every time you do it with your hand or every time you do it with a kli, you're always going to be chayiv twice. You're always going to be chayiv for srita, you're always going to be chayiv for gedida. So the bottom line is an issa srita mentioned in the Torah, and there's an issa gedida mentioned in the Torah. This Isisrita is mentioned twice. This Isigedida is mentioned once. This Isisrita is mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim and Parshas Emor. The Isigedida is mentioned in Parshas Re'eh. Everyone agrees, Kuli Amaloi Pligi, they're eerily similar. They're very, very, very similar. In both cases, somebody heard that somebody died. He has a tremendous amount of tzar and he starts cutting himself. The question is, are they literally the same thing or are they not literally the same thing? Rabbi Yossi holds they're mamish one and the same. And it's for that reason Shmuel, who held the halacha, was like Rabbi Yossi Paskin, that if somebody's mesarit pekli, he's chayv shtayim. He's chayv for the issa srita and he's chayv for the issa gedida. Stating that, the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim said that although they're very similar, there is a nafkamina srita is when you do it with your hand. Gedida is when you use a keli. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yechon on a maze. If somebody cuts himself over a maze, bein biyad, bein bekeli chayv. Whether he does it with his hand, whether he does it with a keli, he's going to be chayv. Because either it's going to be srita, or it's going to be gedida, or it's going to be both. But manav shach, you're going to be chayv. Al avodas kechavim, if someone does it as a form of worship for avodas zara, then biyad, if he does it with his hand, he's going to be chayv. Bekli, if he does it with a keli, he's going to be potter. The assumption is, why would a person be chayav for doing this for avodah zarah? It's not one of the avodahs that were singled out in the Torah as being asur for avodah zarah. But we learned the sugya of Masechta Sanhedrin that anytime a person serves avodah zarah in a way that's the derech to serve that avodah zarah, the person is going to be chayav. So being that the derech is to serve avodah zarah by cutting yourself, you'll be chayav. Now, what did the Tana tell Rabbi Yochanan? That if you do it biyad, you're going to be chayav. Bekeli, you're going to be potter. So you say meres. The derech was to do it biyad for the avodah zarah. Bekeli, the derech wasn't to do it. But the Gemara says, v'ipchak ziv. L'churi, there's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph in the context of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel with the Nevi'i Abal, which would seem to suggest just the opposite. It says, v'yiskoydedu kimishpatam b'charovois u'biramachim. They use charovos, swords, they use spears to cause themselves to bleed. So what do you see? The derech was to do this Rabbi Dezara with a keli, just the opposite from what the Tana said, biyad chayev b'keli potter. And over here you see that they actually used to do it punkfaker. Ela Ema says the Gemara, biyad potter, to do it with your hand, you're going to be potter. B'keli, if you do it with your keli, then you're going to be chayv, a little bit more. Chayv ala roish, machvi, Rav Sheshes, bein pirkei reishes. Rav Sheshes once showed his talmidim what peyas haroish are, and he showed it between the pirkei haroish, the two parts of the head where they meet, as we spoke at earlier, or previous staff, the peyas haroish. Valazokein, shtayim mikan, v'shtayim mikan, v'achas mumata, the five areas that make up the Isra Ashchos, zokein, machvi, Rav Sheshes, bein pirkei dikna. Again, Rav Sheshes knew where it was. Rishayim didn't know where it was. That's why we just spoke out the Ramah, where the Ramah says, again, in the previous stuff. But the Mechab and Ramah both say that that's why today you're not allowed to touch your beard, period, because everything is somehow included. But Rav Sheish just obviously knew what it was. Rav Leazar Omer im Notlan, that if you cut your entire beard with a razor in one shot, you're only going to be chayv once. Kasover chad lavu. Rav Leazar held that it was all one lav. Eini chayv at shitlana b'tan. The Mishnah said you're only chayv if you shave your beard using a razor. Tan rabbanon upazikonam lo yigalechu. So it says in the Torah twice that you're not allowed to cut your beard. One place it says upazikonam lo yigalechu. That's talking to the koyanim. And then it says parshas kedoshim leisakif upaz roichem veloisashchis es pas ziganech. Says the Gemara upazikonam lo yigalechu. It sounds like you just can't cut your beard, period. I would have thought that you chayv, even if you cut it with a scissor. No, you have to root it. You have to like uproot it, destroy it on some level. I would have thought him. Anyway, you destroy it. Even if you use something that your person doesn't usually shave with, even then you'll be chayv. No, it says don't shave. Okay, it's that. So which one is it? Can I not destroy it or can I not shave? It's both. And heavy oimer zatar, what is giluach sheish by ashchasa? It's something that people use to shave, but at the same time, it destroys it. And the one thing that meets that criteria is a tar, is a razor. Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Leza says, I feel a locked in the malak of your hitni chayv. Fake the Gemara Marashach. Rabbi Leza holds that even if you use a tool that's going to rip out your beard, you're going to be chayv. If Rabbi Leza holds that the Gzeir Shava, Libay tar. then you should need a razor. And Eloi Gomer Gzeira Shava, and if he didn't hold of this Gzeira Shava, then Misparayim Nam Eloi, then you shouldn't need a Misparayim either. Zokta Gemara, Lo Oilam Gomer Gzeira Shava, because of a Haninamich Kiluach Avdi. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the premise that it's only going to be over Derech Kiluach. Rabbi Eliezer held that sometimes people take tools out of their shed and they use it to shave. Okay, that was Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, but the bottom line is he doesn't fundamentally disagree with anything. It's more a Shaila Metzias, but everybody agrees at the end of the day that as it relates to the Isser of shaving with a your Zokin, it's Dafka if you do it Derech shaving, and it's only if you use something that's going to be Mashchis, and the Gemara's example, the Mishnah's example of that is a Tar. Now what if somebody uses a Misparayim that works Ke'en Tar? Or what if somebody uses an electric shaver? Or what if somebody uses an electric shaver that has the lift and cut? So that's way above my pay grade. Kame kumusim nishtabru. And that's something that we're not going to touch. So we'll get back to the sugya of shaving with a razor at the end of the daf. But before that, we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Isser Karcha, and the Isser Gedida Viserita, that are all somehow interrelated. They're related to the same idea. And that is, the Pasuk says, Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, loises koydedu v'loisesimu karcha min einechem l'meis. That apparently once upon a time, the pagans, they had a custom that they used to, when they heard that somebody died, they would flip out and they would go meshuga, they would go nuts. And it's for that reason that the Torah says you're not allowed to do the same thing. You can't start ripping your hair out. You can't start cutting yourself, biyad, bikli, making yourself bleed. These are things that the goyim do, but these are things that we're not allowed to do. The Mechas Chinuch declares in Tof Samech Zayin, this Isser of loises koydedu v'loisesimu karcha min einechem l'meis, is that only for a relative? What about someone that's not a relative? Would you have the same Isser? Or maybe the Isser is dafka for a relative. So five Geshmak Ha'aris right now. Go through them quickly. But I'm telling you, one is more Geshmak than the other. Is it only for your relative? Meisoy? What about somebody else's relative? So he says, Abba Mufurish Araya, a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. The last Gemara in Perek Arba Mises Bezdin and Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer and Nichnasu Talmid of Levakre, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, and all his Talmidim came and they went to be Mevakre Chayla. Rabbi Eliezer was very disappointed because Rabbi Eliezer, of course, was Shamuti, was putting Cherim, and all his Talmidim hadn't come to him for many years, and he asked them, where were you? He said, we were busy. He says, really? You're busy, and how come now you're able to come? And then Rabbi Eliezer says, Tamiyani, im Yamusa Musa Zatzmacham. He says, it'd be a big Kiddush me if you're going to die a natural death. You're going to be punished. Rabbi Akiva said, what about me? He said, Shalcha Kashim Mishal Kulam. Rashi says, Shalipcha Pasuach Kulam, because Rabbi Akiva was so great that he could have accomplished so much had he been Meshamish Rabbi Eliezer. But the bottom line is, so that's the whole story. Says the Gemara that a short while later that day, Rabbi Eliezer was Nifter. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva heard. Rabbi Akiva heard Rabbi Eliezer was Nifter. Pogabai Rabbi Akiva min Kisri Lelud. And Hoyamakib Ipsarai. He started hitting himself at Shadomai Shoisei Slaaretz until blood started coming out of him. Pasach Ola Bashura, Rabbi Akiva was maspid as Rabbi. Va'omar, and he said, Avi Avi Rechev Yisrael Ufarashav Harbe Mois Yeshli Ve'en Li Shulchani Laaretz. I have so much money and I need somebody to help me change the money. I have so many kashas I need to root them to. We lost the great Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva couldn't come to himself that he lost the great Rabbi Eliezer. So what did Rabbi Akiva do when he heard that his Rabbi died? What did he do? What happened to this issue that we just learned? What happened to this issue? Says Tosfos, it's not a kasha. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva wasn't mourning. Rabbi Akiva wasn't mourning the person, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah. And being that he was mourning the Torah, there was no Isser. Meaning, what was Rabbi Akiva's Lashon? Harbe mois yeshli, ve'en li shulchani l'artzoisim. I don't have anybody to help me with all my Torah. So says Tosfos, a gevaldige chiddush, that the Isser v'seret l'nefesh, the Isser lois tiskoy to do, that's only if you're bitzar because a person died. But let's say a person died, and because the person died, some other hefzid took place. And you're mourning that other hef, the collateral damage that happened when the person died. That's not going to be us. Zokta Mechas Chinuch, by the way, how did Tosfos know this chiddush? It's the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara said that how do you know that it's okay if you do it al beisay shenafal, val sinasay shetava, talmud loy mer lenefesh. So you see that even though there is an Isser, but it's only Osir al ames. But if it's al a bias or al a svino, then it's not going to be aser. So zokta mechaz chinuch, the Torah that was lost from Eliezer passed away. Shouldn't be any gara that based on shenafal and svinosa shetava bayam. And just like the Gemara says, you let it be soyret and you let it be over loisus koydedu for that. L'chayri be able to be soyret, be able to be over loisus koydedu for this as well. Abafreita mechaz chinuch nacha kasha. What was Tosis Kasha in the first place? It wasn't his relative. L'chayri the Issa Loisus Koydedu and the Issa V'nefes, the Sarah L'nefes, that's all for your mace. But if it's not your mace, Mechatei Zogt. Mechaschinuch, I have a raya berurah from Tosis Kasha that the Issa is lav dafka for your relative. The Issa is lav dafka for Meisai. But a person is never allowed to do srita or gedida if he hears that a mace dies, even if it's not his relative. And it's for that reason that Tosfos asked the kasha that how is Rabbi Akiva able to be makiv the psori achadami hayashoyses when he heard that Rabbi Eliezer was nifta. That's the first story. The second story is I saw a dover nifla in Rabbeinu Bechaya. So the pasuk, this parsha of bonim atam lashem lekechem loisus koydedu veloisasimu karcha beinenechem lemeis is in Parshas Re'eh, and it follows immediately another parasha in the Torah. You know what the parasha is? The parasha of Ira Nidachas. And Freit Rabbeinu Bachya, Lama Nismacha, Parshas Ira Nidachas, La Parshas, Loises Koydedu, Loises Simu Karcha Bein Einechem Ames. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, the Pshat as follows. Nismacha Parshas Ula Ira Nidachas, La Hoyros, Sha Osir Lis Abel, Al Mese Ira Nidachas, Ish Al Benoi, Ve'al Ochiv. Because this pasuk is a pasuk that talks about Avelos. Now, pasuk, it means you can't be misabel for anybody over the top. But there's a remez over here. It's nismachat to the parshas of Iranidachas that if a person had a koriv that lived in a city, and that city now became an Iranidachas, says the Torah osur lis abel, al mesei Iranidachas. The emes is, I think this Rabbeinu Bechaya is a pella. It's very geschmack. But I think it's very shver. Because it's a Mishnah, a Masechtas Sanhedrin. The Mishnah is talking about all the Haruge Bezdin. It says the Mishnah, V'loi hoyu misablim. There was no Avelos for any Haruge Bezdin. So, L'chaira, if there was no Avelos ever for Haruge Bezdin, then what's the Chiddush that is a smichos between the Parsha of Iran Idachas and this Parsha? L'chaira, there was never Avelos for the Haruge Bezdin. But I think the Teretz is Pashat. I think the Teretz is, look at the next words of the Mishnah, Avul Oininin. But you could be and the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, that really a person's allowed to mourn Haruge Bezdin. There's nothing wrong with being misabel. You just can't do it bapumbi. It's not something you could do publicly. And the reason we don't do it publicly is because it's going to be a bezoyin for the mace. And let that be a kaparos. It's one of the many halachas you have by the Haruge Bezdin that we want this person to get kaparos. This is a good way for him to get kapara. He's going to get kapara by us not mourning him. So anything that's considered avelos befarhesio that we don't do, aninus is belev. And being that aninus is belev, so therefore it's not a problem. So l'chura, I would think, Rabbeinu Bechaya is coming to rabbis. That even though ordinarily by Haruge Bezdin there's halach of loyhoyim misab, but over there, it's more that there should be a kapara for the person. Over here, there's no din avelos b'chlal. Here, the Torah is coming to say that there is no avelos period when it comes to Iran Idachas. But the question begs itself, why? Why should Iran Idachas be different? But I think, Lefi, all the raid that we spoke about, it's half of a fella. We know that a yochid o'ivet avaydazar is chayiv skila. Whereas Iran Idachas gets sayed. And it doesn't make sense. Because everybody, Rav Shimon, the Chachamim, any order that you have in terms of what's most chomer, at least chomer of the Haruge Bezdin, Skila was more common than Tzayef. So Yitziva Ba'ara V'giyar B'Shmei Shmaya, how's it possible that a Yochid Oivet Avodah Zarah gets the Oynash HaChomer Skila and the Tzibur gets Tzayef? What's the Teretz? So we spoke out from the Shiva Reb Aaron Zatzal. The Reb Aaron said that it's not that the Ira Nidachas is less chomer. It's more chomer. But for a tzibur to be oivet avodah zarah, you know what they're doing? They're acting like bnei noach. And being that they're acting like bnei noach, they get treated like bnei noach. And a bnei noach has always needed a messiah. For a yoch to be oivet avodah zarah, okay, samachzach. But for an entire tzibur, they acted like ein yehudim. They acted like goyim. They act like bnei noach. So therefore, they're going to be treated like bnei noach. They're going to get tzayach. The Daskein of Bali Tosfos says that's why by the Chetah Egel there were three misas. One of the misas were tzayach. Why was one of the misas Sayif? So Rashi says they were treated like an Iran Idachas. Freit Tosfos, if they were treated like an Iran Idachas, then the halacha should have been Mamoin and Pala. Says Tosfos and the Das Geinim, it's not that they were treated like Iran Idachas, they were treated like Bnei Noach. And a Bnei Noach is always needed a Sayif. So it could be that's the Nakuda. Vashtei Dorn Pasik.
But there's a hakdama to the pasuk. That's the smichos. There's a parasha of Nir Nidachas. Zok the Torah, if you have a relative that's living in the Nir Nidachas, you know why? Because you're different. Because he is now a prosta benoyach. But you, we're emphasizing who you are. From vanity stamped, you have no shaychus to him anymore. Ordinarily, haruge bezin, you don't lose your yachas to the person. There's a halacha for kapara. That, but here fundamentally you're not the same. You're different. You're like the pasuk concludes. He's a ben noyach. What's passed a year to be misabel on a menayach? There's no kurva, there's no yachas. That's why over here there's no avelus at all. You don't have aninus, there's no kriya, there's nothing. That's the smichos between the parish of the Erani Dachas. That's the second hour. The third hour is, if you take a look at the Rishayim, all the Rishayim are bothered. The Torah says, lois tiskoidudu v'lois tisimu karcha b'nei neichem l'meis mit ha-haktoma. What's the akdama? Bonim atam l'Hashem aleikeichem. You don't have this akdama before you have the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of kriyashma, dalad minim. For some reason over here, we're going to preface the next two lavin with a little bit of an intro. Bonim atem, quite an intro. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem. So why this preface right here? So if you look at the Rishonim, all the Rishonim say beautiful things. One is nicer than the next. I'll tell you two. Ibn Ezra says that you know what the emphasis of Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem is. And I quote, V'tam, acha she'teidu she'atem bonim l'Hashem, if you realize that you're a ben l'Hashem, and that Hashem loves you more than a father loves his son, how could you be so bizarre? How could you go so over the top? At the end of the day, it's not even a bad thing that happened. Okay, so you don't understand it. And for that reason, you're going to be bitzar. And that's why there's a kriya, and that's why there's 7 days of avelus, and that's why there's shloishim, and that's why there's yud beis chodesh. But to go and do what the umay sa'olim did, what the ovdei by the zara did, to be oivel oisiskoidu v'loisisimu korcha ben einechem, it doesn't pass for you. Because at the end of the day, you're a ben l'Hashem, which means that our father treats you the way Hashem treats you the way a father treats his son. And says Eben Ezra, v'im loy tavinu. And if you're not going to understand, let's say you don't understand what Hashem did. So what? It doesn't mean it's not good. It's kashul yavinu habonim aktanim ma'ase yavim. Rak yismuchu alav. Just like a ben katan is saying on his father, kein tasu gam atem ki am kodesh ato ve'en chokishar kol agoyim al kein loisasik ma'ase. Half of a film. But when I learned this Eben Ezra, I had a merdega rayon, I think. You know, we always say Banu Matam LaShem Elokeichem. We're sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very nice. Wow, Hashem is our father. But Eben Ezra says one thing B'Loshayne Azov that I think adds so much depth to this. We're not just Banim LaShem Elokeichem. We're Banim Ketanim LaShem Elokeichem. And I think that's the Nakuda, because as a person gets older, you know, he becomes smarter and he starts seeing the world differently. But you forget. You forget what you were like when you were 5 years old, when you're a child, when you're a katan. The level that a child relies on his father and on his mother, he has no mitzias without them. He relies on them kokuloi. And he trusts and believes 100% that anything that they do is for their good. So you're not banim l'Hashem aleikeichem, that you're ready, you're mature. You're banim ketanim l'Hashem aleikeichem. That's the emphasis. And just like a ben katan relies 100% on his parents, and even if he doesn't understand who, what, when, and where, but at the end of the day, he knows that everything Hashem is doing for his best. Banim ketanim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem. That's the emphasis, al kaponim, what the Eben Ezra says. That's the third aura. The fourth aura is the Chassam Sofer. And that is, so we mentioned on Daf Chav, but either way, so we said that this pasuk of Korcha and Seret L'Nefesh is mentioned twice in the Torah. You have it in Parshas Emor, you have it in Parshas Re'eh, Parshas Kedosh, and the point is the Torah singles it out in Parshas Emor when talking to the Kehanim. And at first glance, why did the Kehanim need their own Azar? I understand Kehanim need their own Azaris when it's an Azar that's exclusive to Kehanim. But these Azaris aren't exclusive to Kehanim, so to the extent that they're not exclusive to Kehanim, why in the world did the Torah have to single out these Azaris in Parshas Emor specifically to the Kehanim? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you, Chad. He says because he saw that some Rishonim explain, and he's referring to Rabbeinu Bechaya, that same Rabbeinu Bechaya we mentioned a moment ago, where Rabbeinu Bechaya says, what's this Hakdom of Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different shot, also an unbelievable daher. He says that somebody dies, everybody feels terrible. Wow, somebody just died. But the truth is, we believe in Olam Haba. And we also believe, Yofa Koyras Ruch Me Olam Haba, Mikol Hanois Olam Hazeh. That Olam Haba, even a Koyras Shmek Tavik from Olam Haba, is more Choshev than Kol Hanois Olam Hazeh. So why are we so bizarre? That is the Hakdama. Does Dr. Pasuk Rabbeinu Bechaya? Banim Atam Lashem Alekeichem. We believe in that we're children of Hashem and Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Haba. So we know that after a person dies, he doesn't just come to an end, but he goes to Olam Haba. And being that person's going to go to Olam Haba, so there's no mockery to be so bizarre. Because he's going to a better, he really is in a better place. He's going to a place where Yofa Kiris Ruach Ba'olam Haba. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's all true for a regular person. A Pashtiyit, he lived in this life, he lived a nice life. He was gevaldik. Now he died, he moves on, he's going to a better place. He's going to a place where Yofa Kiris Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Hanois Olam Hazeh. But says the Chassam Sofer, I want to ask you a kasha. Take a Gadol Hadar, a Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla, the Koyhanim, the Tzadikim, the Meshar Sei Elyon. For them, there's another Mishnah. Yofa Shah Achas. Because what the tzaddikim were able to be poil in this world, even in a shah achas, to do with the Vilna Gaon, when he was lying on his deathbed, he picked up his tzitzis, he started crying. He said, when I was on this world, I could wear a pair of tzitzis, think about all the mitzvahs I was able to do. What the Vilna Gaon was able to accomplish, b'shah achas and oilam hazeh, was half of a fellow, to the point that the Mishnah says that shah achas and oilam hazeh is more than Kol Hanois Olam Haba. So says the Chassam Sofer, for a Pasha to Yid, Avada Kodesh Ruach Olam Haba is more than Kol Hanois Olam Hazeh. But what about the Tzadik Elyon, the person that's been Mekadesh Shem Shemayim on such a level every single second of the day? Could you imagine what his Olam Hazeh is worth and how much he's going to lose when he leaves? So Solka Daita Chamina, says the Chassam Sofer, I would have thought that when a Gadol Hadar dies, when the Kohanim, who represented the Gadol Hadar of yesteryear, died, maybe over there you could be Misabel, be Yoyser. Maybe you could go crazy. We just lost the Gadol Hadar. This is different. This is on a whole different level. So Solka Daita Chamina, maybe over there there is no Yisr, La Yikruchu Karcha. There is no Yisr, La Yisr, going to do. Kamash Malon, that there is. Listen how the Chassam Sofer finishes his shtickle. Ach, ma'u atam be'emes. He's really not sure. What's takuf shat? I would think fakir, the tzaddik dies. And he says an interesting teretz. He says the reason is because daila tzaddikim malodu shezochu liya is korban tomim lechaper al avoy nadar. Unbelievable. The Chassam Sofer said that in a few places. He says it in his Teres Moshe. He says it in his Chassam Sofer. He says it in his Joshua's. But al-Kaponim, you want to know why the Torah had a chazer over these Yisurim? Why the Torah had a chazer over these Yisurim? Because maybe a Pashti dies. Maybe over there there's no mockim for Avelis B'Yosef. But if a Tzadik Yisrael Olam dies, maybe over there there is. So we're going to leave the fifth Ga'ara on the table. And for now, we're going to go a little bit weiter. So the Mishnah, another example of Malkus. HaKoysev, K'soivas, Kaka. So if somebody makes a tattoo, it's Chayev Malkus. Kosa V'lei Kika, Kika V'lei Kosa. What if he writes, but he didn't engrave, or he engraved and he didn't write? So apparently the Isser of making a tattoo involves two pa'ulois. There's two acts. Number one, you cut your skin. Number two, you put ink inside. So if somebody did one without the other, not just that, you have to use ink that has some permanence, whether it's blue ink, anything that can make a rish. Shimon Yudim Shimon Shimon Oimer. A person only chayiv if he writes the shem Hashem. Shenemar uksoiv es kakol leisitnu b'chem ani Hashem. When the pasuk mentions the issur of tattoos, it says afterwards ani Hashem to teach me, according to Reb Shimon, that you're only chayiv if the tattoo is the shem Hashem. But if that tattoo is not the Shem Hashem, you're not going to be chay. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Oh, Malay, jump right in. Rav Acha Breda, Rav Rav Ashi, Adi Yichtoiv, Ani Hashem Mamish. What did Rav Shimon mean? He meant to say you only chay if you write the words Ani Hashem. You literally write Hashem's name. Oh, Malay, Loi. No, that's not what it means. Ketetoni Bar Kapor, Eini Chayiv, Ad Sheyichtov Shem Avodas Keichok. What it means is you're only going to be chay if you write the name of an Avodah Zorah. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Uksoiv is Kako, Loi Sitno Bechem Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem v'loy acher. Not that the tattoo is Hashem's name. To the contrary, the tattoo is a shame of the Zohar, and that's the pasuk. Ani Hashem, meaning there's some violation of Ani Hashem when you make a tattoo. If the tattoo is whatever, why does that necessarily going to go keneged Ani Hashem? The Teretz is vice tois. The tattoo is the shame of Avodah Zarah. So if a person is going to tattoo in his body a shame of Avodah Zarah, so now you're going keneged this iser of uksoivis kaka loisitnu bifsarchem Ani Hashem. Omer Malkiyah. Because of the Isser tattoos, the Chachamim went and they imposed another Isser. And that is, if a person has a wound, you're not allowed to take ashes, Efer Mikla. These are ashes that come out of an oven and place them on the tattoo. Because it looks like a tattoo. The wound is the equivalent of the cut that you have in your body. And now you put the ashes on it, it's the equivalent of the ink that you're putting on top of it. Oh, my Rav Nachman b'Rei Rav Iko. So Rav Nachman b'Rei Rav Iko said, we just mentioned an Amora named Rav Malkiyah. So Rav Malkiyah said Allah in the name of Rav Ado bar Rahava. So he said that there were two Amoraim that had a very similar name. One was Rav Malkiyah, and the other one was Rav Malkiyoy. So Rav Malkiyah and Rav Malkiyoy. Now, it's very easy to confuse which is which. So he said as follows. Shvud, shvachos v'gumos, dalochis and shas that relate to shvud, shvachos and gumos. Again, that's three specific halachas. Rav Malkiyoy. Rav Malkiyoy is the one that said it. Bluris, efer mikla. That's the one we just learned. Efer mikla, putting ashes on a wound. Ugvina, those three halachas, Rav Malkiyoy. So you want to know which is Rav Malkiyoy and which is Rav Malkiyoy? There's six. Three are Rav Malkiyoy, three are Rav Malkiyoy. Papa said something else. Masnisen u'masnisa, the halachas that relate to a Mishnah and a Braisa, that it was a comment on a Mishnah and a Braisa. Rav Malkiyoy was an Amoyer, so he's not in a Mishnah or a Braisa. But when he was commenting on a Mishnah and a Braisa, that was Rav Malkiyoy. Shmaitza, when he was commenting on something that Amoyeram said, Rav Malkiyoy. The simonich, and a good way to remember it, is Masnisa Malkasa. The Braisa is queen. So Masnisa is Blush and a Keva, so she's not king. She's queen. The point is that Rav Malkiyah is a Lashon Nekeva. Rav Malkiyoy is a Lashon Zachar. So Rav Malkiyah, the Lashon Nekeva, always relates to the Braisa, because the Braisa is queen. Why is Braisa queen? Because an Amoyer can't argue with a Braisa. So it could have been king, but for our purposes, it works better if it's queen. And also, Masnisa is a Lashon Nekeva. But the bottom line is, so Masnisa, Malkasas, Rav Malkiyah, Lashon Nekeva is always commenting on the Mishnah or the Braisa. Rav Malkiyah, Lashon Zachar, is always quoting on the, it's commenting on a Shmaitza. He's quoting on something that an Amor said. My Benayu, is there a Nafgamina between these two rules? Meaning, the first Amor of Nachm, Rav Iko said, Shvut Shvach is Gumay, says Rav Malkiyah. Blue say from Miklon Gvino is Rav Malkiyah. Rav Papa said, whenever we're commenting on a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's Rav Malkiyah. Whenever we're commenting on something that Amoyer said, it's Rav Malkiyah. He says, there is an Afkamina, Shvachos. The Afkamina would be the Halacha of Shvachos. Because Shvachos is a Braisa, so that according to Rav Papa, it's going to be Rav Malkiyah. Whereas according, Shvachos is just the opposite. Whereas according to Rav Nachman, Shvachos was one of the things. No, I was right. Right. It's a Braisa. So according to Rav Papa, it's going to be Rav Malkiyah. Whereas according to Rav Nachman, it's going to be Rav Malkiyah. Rabbi Barabaya, Kopet, Dula, Ribda, the Sechilta. Rabbi Barabaya, won't be much longer. Rabbi Barabaya, he held that, like this halacha, that the Isser tattoo is true, even if somebody has a wound, you can't put Efer Mikla mid Rabbanan. And he was so worried that if a person punctured himself with a needle, so let's say he had a bloodlet. He punctured with a needle, ripped it to consult. Even then, he wouldn't put anything on it. Rav Ashi argues with the aforementioned Amayroim, Rav Malkiyah, Rav Malkiyah, Rav Bibi Barabaya, and he held a no. Whenever there's a wound, so the wound is Mechiah Chalav. Obviously, there's not going to be an Issa. Zokta Mishnah. More examples of Elu Hein Haloike Nazir Shahaya Shaysayayin Kalayayim. A Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drank wine all day, Ein Chay Velachas. For all the wine that he drinks, assuming he got one Hasra, so he's only going to be Chay one Malkus. Amrulay, if they told him, Al Tishta, Vu Shaysa, let's say he was warned, then he was warned again, Chay Vel Kalachas Vachas. For every Revi Yayin that he drinks, he's going to be Chay a special Malkus. Hoya Metamet to Mason Kalayayim. A Nazir is also not allowed to be Metamet to a Mace. Let's say he was Metamet to a Mace all day. So he spent the day in the Beis HaKfaris, he's going to get one Malkus. Amrulay, they told him, Al Tatama, Vu Metam, Chay Vel Kalachas Vachas. For each Asro, he's going to get a separate Malkus. Hoya Megaleach Kalayayim. Let's say he was shaving. A nazir is not allowed to shave his hair. Let's say he was shaving his hair all day. Eni chayiv al achas. Omele, they told him, al tigalech, v'hu migalech. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. So a nazir is not allowed to drink wine or eat grapes. A nazir is not allowed to be metabolic. A nazir is also not allowed to touch his hair. So let's say he does it. And he does it again and again and again and again. How many times malchus is he going to get? Is he going to get one malchus? Or does he get malchus for every act that he did? It depends on how many hasrois he got. One hasro, one malchus. Many hasrois, many malchus. Holy lovish b'kalayim kalayon. Let's say somebody was wearing kalayim. He was wearing shatnez. He wore it the whole day. Enichai v'alachas. Amrulay al tilbash. Let's say he was worn, and each time he was worn, he kept on taking it off and putting it back on. You see more what that means in the Gemara. Chayiv v'kalachas v'alachas. He's going to be chayiv for each one. So the issa kalayim, it's not enough that you have many asras, but you would have to take it off and put it back on, and for each one, you're going to be chayv. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh chayrish telem echad. It's possible for a person to be chayrish, one telem in his field, the chayv olav mishum shmoin olam. So we're getting into some geshmak esugis. You can be chayv 8 malkos for being chayrish one telem. How's that possible? You did one act, and you're going to get malkos 8 times? Yeah. Ha chayrish b'shar v'chamor. A person was chayrish, he plowed with a shor and a chamor. Now let it be chayrish with a shor v'chamor. It's an issa kalayim. The hey muktashim, they were both hektish. The Gemara is going to say they were both kodesh b'kedushas b'char. So you're not allowed to do malacha with a b'char, the shor and the chamor. So you have three lavim now. You were chayrish b'shor v'chamor yachtav, that's the issa kalayim. You were chayrish with a shor, that's hektish. And you were chayrish with a chamor, that's hektish. Four, the kalayim b'keren. The field itself had kalayim. It was Kilei Akerem. Ubishvias, it was Shemitah. For Yontif, it was also Yontif. For Koyin v'Nazir, he was a Koyin and a Nazir, and he was in a Beis HaKfaris. So, a Koyin's not allowed to be in a Beis HaKfaris, a Nazir's not allowed to be in a Beis HaKfaris. You can't be Chayrish on Shemitah, you can't be Chayrish on Yontif. He was Chayrish Kalayim in a field that had Kalayim, and the Shayr and the Chamar were both Hakdish. So do the back of the envelope arithmetic. What you end up with is 8. Chananya ben Chachinoy Emer. Afa levish kalayim. I have 9. What if he was wearing a suit that had chatness? Only they told him, Eino Yashem. No, that has nothing to do with the Charisha. If you're wearing a suit, if you could have been doing anything at the same time. Amalehem. Afa nozal Yashem. So what, the fact that he's a nozal also has nothing to do with anything. The fact that he's a nozal, that's related to the actual Charisha. He's punked the nozal. So he could have punked been wearing a suit that had chatness. Either way, Amrabi. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was talking about a nazir. The second was kalayim. Person was wearing kalayim. He wore a suit of kalayim the whole day, and he gets warned, don't wear the kalayim. You know you're wearing kalayim. You know you're wearing a kalayim. So this one guy was driving him nuts, and the bai keeps on telling him again and again. He keeps on taking it off. Really? And putting it back on. I'm telling you. So if every time he puts it on and takes it off and gets hasra, he's going to get a separate amount. Question is, what's the definition of taking off your suit? Does it mean you literally have to undress and put it back on? Oh yeah, filu machnes umaitzi beis yad unkelish. Let's say you just take out your sleeve. You take your hand out of your sleeve and you put it back in. Would that be enough? Machvi rav acha b'rei rav ika iuli v'afuki. Taking your hand in and out, that's enough. Rav Ashi em afilu loy shah ela kidei lifshad v'lu v'shchai. Even if you didn't take it on, you didn't even take your hand out, you didn't do anything, but you wore it for a long enough time that there was enough time to take it off and put it back on, even that in and of itself would be enough. So even though you didn't take it on, put it off, if each hasra doing that, you'd be chayv a special malchus. The Mishnah said, Yesh chayresh telem echad v'chayv olav mishum shmoina lavin. Om Rabbi Yanai said, b'chabura nimnu v'gam. In the chabura, they came out with the following halach. Ha'choyfa b'kalayim loika. So Rabbi Yanai comes to the Beis Medrash, and he says, you know, we learned in Chabura, and we came out that if somebody has kalayim in his field, so he has the seeds of two different minin, and he just covers it with dirt. He just covers it. Taloch is loika, he's going to get malchus. He's going to get malchus for the iser kalayim. Now, why is this a chiddush? Because the truth is, it says in the Torah, sod choloi sizra kalayim. You're not allowed to sow kalayim. Over here, you didn't sow kalayim. You didn't take the seeds and put them in the ground. That's usually the way you understand Zereya. The seeds were already in the ground, but they were uncovered. You went and you covered it. Covering it is considered Sot Chaloy Sizra, and you're going to be over there, sir. And really, if we were farmers, we would appreciate the Chiddush even more. Because really, the seeds don't have to be covered in order for them to take root and eventually grow. So really, you're not necessarily being the Makkah of a Patish now. You're definitely aiding and abetting the process, but you're accelerating the process. But you're not necessarily creating it so that you would say, oh, you're the Makkah of a Patish. What's the Chiddush? Bottom line is, if the seeds were in the ground, they were uncovered, you just cover it, you're going to be chayv. That was Rabbi Yana's Chiddush. So Rabbi Yechanon was there, and he said, it's a Mishnah. Lav Mishnah Seinu Yizu. Why? Our Mishnah that we just learned. Yesh Chayresh Telem Echad V'chayv Olam Mishnah Shmoy Nalav. A person can be Chayresh, he can plow one Telem, one row in his field, and it'll be chayv 8 Malkias. What were they? HaChayresh B'shar B'chamar V'eim Mekdoshin V'kalayim B'kerem. It's freight Rabbi Yechanon. Hay Chayresh the Mechayev Mishum Kalayim Heichim Mishkach Asla. Rabbi Yechanon said there's such an obvious kash on the Mishnah. Is there an issa to be chayresh a field of kalayim? So if you don't learn Masechtas Kalayim, how would you know? Yet there is technically no issa. It says in the Torah, sod chaloy sizra. It doesn't say sod chaloy sachroish. It says sod chaloy sizra. So the issa really is only to be zayreya. So boz, look the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person is chayresh, not zayreya, he's chayresh, a field that has kalei akere, you're going to be chayef for the issa sod chaloy sizra. L'chura, you were Zayreya, you are in Chayresh. Zok the Gemara says, must be, you were Chayresh, you were in Zayreya, must be, lav the Michsi Ba'adei Da'azel. Because as you're Chayresh, you're causing dirt, afar to go up, and to cover the area that you were Chayresh. So what do you see? That covering, being Chayfa, the Kalayim, is going to be the Chiyav. So Rabbi Yechanan told Rabbi Yana, it's very nice, b'chabura nimnu, but tell me, how did the Chaburah learn this Mishnah? It's a Mefurish Mishnah, it's not a Chiddush. It's Pashat Azai. Says the Gemara, Amalei told him, I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yechanan, but here's the bottom line. He loved the Daloi Loch Chaspa, Mimash Chas, Marganisa Tusa. Lemaisa, had I not said this, would you really have learned the Mishnah that way? Now, how else could you have learned the Mishnah? Amalei Rishlokash Rabbi Yechanan, loved the Kilsach Gabi Rabba, Havamino. You know how else you could have learned the Mishnah? Meaning Rabbi Yechanan was suggesting there was another way to learn the Mishnah. So he told Rabbi Yechanan, really? Rabbi Yechanan, it's not true. I don't think it's Muchach. You're right. Now that I told you this halacha, it's very Gishmach. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Why you could be Chayresh and be over the Israel, Sot Choleis Israel. Now, again, how else would you learn it? So he said, I would have told you the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Stimta, right? Akiva is not Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva always is very nice. Rabbi Akiva has a Chiddush. He knows that even someone that just is Kalayim. He sees Kalayim, doesn't do anything. He just lets it sit. He leaves it there. Even that person is going to get Malkus. By the way, why Loika? Doesn't it sound at first glance like a Lav Shein Be'Maisa? But if someone's Mekayim Kalayim, Loika, for that in and of itself, you're going to get Malkus. So what? Before we see where Rabbi Akiva is, but what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, I would have thought that that's Pshat of the Mishnah. You were Chayrish, and you saw the Kalayim, and you left it there. So you're going to get Malkus not for an act that you did, because being Chayrish and just covering that in and of itself, it's just being Mekayim. Now, of course, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're Mekayim Kalayim Loika, if you're Chayfa Kalayim, you're going to be Loika. But the point is, Mechatesi, according to the Chachamim, that argue with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that a Mekayim Kalayim is not Loika, Mechatesi, according to them, Chayfa Kalayim is going to be Chayfa, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Who is this Rabbi Akiva? The Omer, Mekayim Kalayim Loika, my Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Menachesh, if somebody weeds Kalayim, the Mechava be Kalayim Loika, you cover Kalayim, you get Malkus. Rabbi Akiva said, Afa Mekayim, even someone, that's me, Kai. My time with Rabbi Akiva, has Rabbi Akiva knows halacha, the time we went to the Braisa. Sod Choloi Sizra Kalayim, Ein Liel Zereya, Mekayim Inayim. How do you know if someone's Mekayim Kalayim, you get Malkus? Talmud Loimar Kalayim Sod Choloi. So if you look at the Pasuk is talking about three different types of Kalayim. Eschukoisai Tishmeru Behem Techoloi Sabriya Kalayim. So it's talking about Kalayim with behemoths. Then it says, Sot Choloi Sizra Kalayim, that's Kalayim of the field. And then it says, Ubegat Kalayim Shatnez Lo Yalo Lecha, that's talking about clothing, that's Kalayim. So we're talking about three different types of Kalayim. Rabbi Akiva read the pasuk as follows. The Kalayim that it says by Behem Techoloi Sarbiya is going forward on Sot Choloi Sizra, meaning really it says Sot Choloi Sizra Kalayim. But if you take the word Kalayim from the first Azara, you can read it Kalayim Sot Choloi. Kalayim sod choloi. That's grammatically incorrect, but kalayim sod choloi. Can't have any kalayim in your field. That's Rabbi Akiva knows that even if you're mekayim kalayim, you're going to be chayev. One last gemara. Amalei ula the Rav Nachman v'lukin ami mishum zareya b'yontif. Why are you also chayev for being zareya on yontif? Yeah, the kasha. We just said that in our Mishnah, Yesh Chayrish Telemecha, you get Malkus 8 times. One of them was Kalayim. Now, by Kalayim, it says Sot Chalei Sizer Kalayim. So the Gemara said that we're going, according to this new Shita, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Anai, that if someone's Chayfa be Kalayim, you're going to be Chayf. And when you're Chayrish, you're Chayfa. So being Chayfa, the Kalayim constitutes real. Oh, that means you was a Reya. If you was a Reya, that means you did two Malachas on Yontif. So Yontif was one of the Malachas. So the Chayr, what happened to being Zareya on Yontif? Zok de Gemara, Amalei Tana Vishayer. You're right. Could have said 9, it said 8. Amalei, no way. You know, Tana Vishayer works sometimes. But over here, Tana Vishayer, Tana Katani Shmoina, he said 8, and for some reason it was Meshayer the 9th. No way. At Amri Tana Veshayer, Omar Rava, you're right. A gewaldige chiddush. Yesh chiluk melachis b'Shabbos, ve'ein chiluk melachis b'Yontif. There's a concept of chiluk melachis when it comes to Shabbos, but there's no chiluk melachis b'Yontif. So on Shabbos, if a person does two melachis, you're going to be chayv two chatois. You're going to have to bring a separate chatos for each melacha that you did, as opposed to when it comes to Yontif. So Yontif, there's no skila, there's no chatas, but on Yontif instead, what do you get? You get Malkus. There's no chiluk malachas. If a person would do 2 or 3 or 39 malachas on Yontif, you're not going to get a separate Malkus for each malacha that you did. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so he told him, Agotehe, you're tiny good. You're saying good, I hear. Bottom line is, we're going to leave it off here. But just one ha'ara before we end. So we're going to leave a lot of raid on the table. Unfortunately, I grossly miscalculated the amount of time we were going to have. But the bottom line is, so as it relates to Hashchazer Zokin, so just one festa ha'ara. That is an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. A Chassam Sofer that the Molly Mikri Amroy, and had I not seen it inside, I don't know if I would have believed it. But this is what the Chassam Sofer says in a tshuva. It's an Erech Chaim. It's in tshuva Kuf Nun Tes. So it's a festive tshuva. There's some tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer that are literally afeichba the kulabah. We always talk about Erech Chaim Simen Reish Ches. This is another a classic tshuva. It's Erech Chaim Kuf Nun Tes. And the Shoyl sent him a lot of shailas and different bekeiros that he had about different things. And one of the things he tells the Chassam Sofer that he sees that there are Yidin and Shomer Torah mitzvahs that they shave their beards. And he's very bothered by it. He says, how do they shave? They're not allowed to shave. And he writes to the Chassam Sofer that he wants the Chassam Sofer, Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagoyle, to do something, to say something about what he sees that people are Megulchei Zokin. So I'll read to you some excerpts from the Chassam Sofer. He says as follows, Abul Asher, some pun of neged Megulchei Hazokin, this that you're saying, that you have a problem with people that are Megulchei Hazokin, lo yodati maharash ha-godol hazeh. He says, I'm not sure why you're so bothered by it. L'chunov v'nivachacha. Let's sit down together. V'nivachacha. Let's try to figure out what exactly is wrong. Imishem chukas ha-goyim. Is it because of Chukas Hagoyim? Eshaleu v'yodieni. He says, let me ask you a question. Mi hiter lonu nalayim shchayim? Why are we allowed to wear black shoes? Hamivuorim b'shas lesser misani uchmi. And he goes through a whole arichas on this thing. And he says, the bottom line is that v'hudover loinimtza b'shas u'poiskim v'lam b'shum sefer misefer hachitzoinim shiyahefresh ben Yisrael le'enei Yisrael b'giluach hazokin. Ki oz gam kolu umayisayim megadlun sikneim. He says, you want to tell me that you shouldn't be able to shave because shaving is doing what the goyim did? If that's the case, then back in the day it should have been us to have a beard, because the umay sa'olam and the chukas ha'akum was to have a beard. Says the teretz is we can't just make up what's chukas ha'goyim, and the bottom line is that you don't find anywhere a makar, not b'shas u'poiskim v'lav b'shum sefer misifrei achitzoinim, that there was some chukas ha'goyim to have a beard or to not have a beard. So the bottom line is that from a chukas ha'goyim standpoint, he's not comfortable. He doesn't think that that should be a problem. He says, you know, you mentioned to me in your Bekairis that in the Sifrei Mekubalim, there's clearly an Indian to have a beard. He says, in fact, it's brought down that a person's not even supposed to touch his beard. But says the Chassam Sofer, Ein li esik bin astaris. I can't believe the Chassam Sofer said it. It's unbelievable. He says, Ein li esik bin astaris. Maybe Yehudiki Yeduit said it, but the Yehudi came from a different school, that the Chassam Sofer should say Ein li esik bin askaris abu mehem u'mehamoinam. But then he adds Hutra haritzua legamri b'chol eretz Italia. He says, as a matter of fact, in Italy, he says all the people, they all shave. She kol chachomer megul chesokin. And he says, you know what they rely on? V'nitlan be'ilon gadol Rabbi Nachem Azaria bal asore mamorois avia mikubalim. This is the Ramami Pano. It says the Ramami Pano, who was the Avi HaMekubalim, who was the Mora da Asra in Italy, Shehu Hayim Megulach, he was clean shaven, Mibli Hisha Saira Echad. It's unbelievable. The Chain Heyudal of somebody else about him as well. The Hoya Omer, Shaal Pi Chachme HaMekubalim, Ein Choyk La'aretz Ruya L'kach, he held up Pi Kabbalah Fakert, that it was better to be clean shaven. Al Uma Arich B'mash Ein Liyad V'Shem Bo, he says, it doesn't even make sense for me to be Mayrich in this, I have no handle on this. Aval Eseinu, Hin Higu Atzman Kein Al Tzad HaHechri, He says, and even though it's true that there's a Messiah to have a beard amongst Klal Yisrael, but they did it outside of Hechrich HaGadol, but there was no real reason. Then he goes through the history of when people started shaving. He says that there was some Melech in Poland that was a Saris, and he couldn't grow a beard. And it was in his time that people started shaving. But either way, it's half of a fella. It's in Tshuva Chassam Sofer. It's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Tes. The bottom line is, he says, V'hinei zeh borer v'nochein, and the bottom line is, he says, I don't want to say anything because I don't think it's Aser. The only tzad Iser would maybe be Al Pi Kabbalah, but he says, Ein Li Esik Ben Estorois. He says he doesn't want to get involved in the Kabbalah component, Shabbai.